BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Zeb Soans. Good evening. One of the greatest singers of the 20th century, Aretha Franklin, has died at the age of 76. Tonight we'll look at the turbulent life of the Queen of Soul and her musical legacy. Aretha Franklin, the revered American singer who became the undisputed Queen of Soul, has died at the age of 76. The daughter of a Baptist preacher who was raised on gospel had an extraordinary career spanning seven decades. She sang for parishioners and presidents, selling more than 75 million records worldwide, among them Respect, Natural Woman, and Chain of Fools. She was the first woman to be initiated into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and her home state of Michigan once declared her voice to be one of the state's natural resources. Aretha Franklin was diagnosed with cancer in 2010, but continued to perform until last year. Our arts correspondent, David Sillitoe, looks back at her life.
Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. It was a DJ, Purvis Spann, who bestowed the accolade on her at an event in 1967. And she took it very seriously. Indeed, it sort of says it all, both about her place in music and her almost imperious presence. Respect. It wasn't something Miss Aretha Franklin asked for. No, she commanded it. And when it came to those pivotal moments in black history, the funeral of Martin Luther King,
and the wind drew right now,
the inauguration of the first black president,
freedom, freedom,
it was Aretha Franklin. One of her producers at Columbia said he knew immediately this was a woman of inordinate talent.
You're no good.
But he also said he felt there was something within her, some secret pain. Secrets she was not planning on sharing. But you could hear it. Hardship and sorrow transformed, as Barack Obama said, into beauty and hope. The clue was perhaps in her childhood. Her father was a star preacher, but her parents separated when she was six, her mother dead by the time she was 10. Her father's many girlfriends came and went, and Aretha was, by the time she was 15, the mother of two children.
Take me for granted.
The moment that perhaps said it all was that first landmark recording with Atlantic Records in 1967. From the outset, everyone knew this was special. But the session ended in chaos, a fight, musicians furious that Aretha had been hurt by her husband and manager, Ted White.
A woman's only human.
And then the golden run of hits dried up. But she did bounce back in the 80s. But nothing changes the essential truth. You can hear echoes of her in a thousand singers that followed. Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul.
Aretha Franklin died at her home in Detroit, surrounded by her family. In a statement, they said they had lost their rock. For days, vigils have been held at New Bethel Baptist Church in the city, which became a center for the civil rights movement. It was where her father preached and where she sang as a young girl, returning to perform there on many occasions over the years. Reporting from Detroit, our correspondent, Ali Makbul.
There was a time when people were drawn to this church because they'd heard there was a great singer here, of the like that only comes around once in a lifetime. A little girl with a powerful voice, the preacher's daughter, Aretha Franklin. This week, with the news she was in a serious condition, it's where vigils were held. And now, with her passing, it's where tributes are being left to the Queen of Soul, and where people are driving by slowly, playing her songs from their cars.
There was always a song. I don't care what you were going through. She helped bring you through it.
Her father had been a friend of Martin Luther King, so it was inevitable Aretha Franklin would have strong ties with the civil rights movement, in some ways providing a soundtrack to it, even singing at Dr. King's funeral. Some who grew up in these streets around this church have been telling me what she meant to them in those days.
Everybody around here, back during the time, it was racial things going on, but you could listen to her music and you could forget about everything else and just stay level. She kept you at a level tone. I'm going to miss her.
It's clear America has lost, as many see it, a national treasure, but not just one of the greatest singers and someone who changed the face of the music industry, but someone who also, in many ways, changed the face of this country.
Barack Obama has praised what he called the singer's unmatched musicianship, which he said helped define the American experience. People, he said, were graced with a glimpse of the divine every time she sang. Diana Ross said she was sitting in prayer for the wonderful golden spirit of Aretha Franklin. Barbara Streisand said that not only was she a uniquely brilliant singer, but her commitment to civil rights made an indelible impact on the world. Heather Small, who was the lead singer of the group M People, underlined the impact of Aretha Franklin's career.
She said she didn't do politics, but she did with her voice and with her endeavour. And, you know, she was part of the civil rights movement. And I think she used her best tool, and that was her voice, to try and bring people together and show some kind of understanding of what it is to be human and to show some kind of humanity, because she sung from so deep down in her soul. You know, she just touched you.
Aretha Franklin announced her retirement from performing in February last year. Stepping back, she said, was bittersweet, and she reflected on a career which she said had left her very enriched and pretty satisfied. Her musical influence is immeasurable, as our entertainment correspondent Colin Patterson reports. She was an inspiration to countless artists.
Change, change, change. Change, change, change.
Aretha Franklin set the blueprint on how female artists could take what began in church into the charts. Her gospel beginnings are a starting point from which to combine spiritual passion with pop. Using the sacred to convey universal emotions of love, heartbreak, and a belief in an inner strength.
Take it easy, oh, but your loving is much too strong.
Without Aretha Franklin, there would simply have been no Whitney Houston.
No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity.
Gonna be about a matter of time.
No Mary J. Blige, who said Aretha Franklin's music made her understand who God was.
'Cause we're celebrating no more drama in our life.
Loving you is like a battle.
And no Lauryn Hill.
And we both end up
who repaid her debt by writing and producing Aretha Franklin's 1998 single, A Rose Is Still A Rose.
Rose, still a rose.
They all acknowledged their debt to her.
Baby girl, you're still a flower.
Time magazine said Aretha Franklin mastered her instrument, the voice, as surely as John Coltrane mastered his, the sax.
Come and do with me anything you want to do, step me next to you.
Chaka Khan explained how she was left dumbfounded on hearing Aretha Franklin's ability to sing in double time and execute three-part harmonies. She was one of many who started their career by trying to copy their heroine. And Aretha Franklin also inspired future generations by demonstrating the political power a black female singer could have. Songs and support helped drive both the civil rights and women's movements. It is very doubtful that without her, Beyoncé would have sung about independent women and girls ruling the world.